back to Dumbracken. We did say 20, right?
Up to 20.
But, like, I spent 20. I don't think...
Well, don't say that, then people can figure out who you gifted.
I'm about to hand it, so I feel like... Because I just...
Oh, I thought it was completely anonymous. So they all know who... They'll know...
Wait, I don't know now. I assumed
I thought we were just putting labels on them, putting them in a bag, leave it somewhere, and then collect them, and then no one knows who got who.
Leave it somewhere. There's four of us.
I thought we were all going to sit in a circle and hand...
Okay, so even though it's Secret Santa, we're going to know who got who what.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's like a reveal, no?
Really?
This is how we did it in school.
Okay. I didn't know that. We always kept it completely secret, but that's fine.
Well, I'm happy to reveal. Alex, okay. I got you. I didn't have the money. It's tied up in a couple of things, but I spent 20 minutes thinking about you. Like, you know, embodying you, well, imagining what it's like to be like you. Is everything okay?
Excuse me?
Is everything okay? Just, I went down some dark paths over those 20 minutes. It felt like a lifetime.
Fair question, Alex.
You meditated as my Christmas present?
As you. For your Christmas present. I thought it would maybe bring us a bit closer, but I kind of, like, I want to check in on you, but it's kind of made me want to be more distant to you as well. Like, you know, walking past the primary school, hearing the kids jeer at you. There they go, the one with the nose.
To be fair, it sounds like you did a pretty good job.
Oh, well, before the meditation, I kind of just, like, followed you around from a distance.
We could have been hanging out, Cahill.
No, that's not the point. I just wanted to see what it was like to be you without any interference.
Yeah, that would have been 20 minutes with you, not 20 minutes as you.
It wasn't good.
Well, I got your gift. I mean, I thought it was anonymous, but...
You better know I've got 20 minutes of meditation with me, because I hate that.
I know it's more than £20 for that, but here you go. It's the first draft of my novel.
Oh, cool. Oh, it's large print font. Thank you. You know me pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. It's dedicated to you as well.
I didn't realize it was a period piece. The milkmaid entered the chamber. It was locked.
That's great.
She waited for 20 minutes. And then it's just blank for the next, like...
That's really good.
Four or five pages.
You're reading too quickly.
How can she enter the chamber if it's also locked?
Oh, well, good point. Good. That's an editorial.
Is that notes?
But that's a first draft.
No, I thought that was cryptic draft. On purpose. I thought that was really nice.
You have to read it to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't lend it to him. I need your residuals.
Did you check the back of this? Because I think you ran out. It starts to fade.
Again, editorial choice.
Oh. Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. No, that's. I'm open to notes as a first draft.
And obviously, well, I got you for it.
Okay.
And I noticed last time you were at my house, you were commenting a lot on my mother's urn. So I got a replica of it made.
Oh, that's
for under £20, and I put half of my mum in there for you.
That makes sense, because I kept saying that looks really cheap.
Yeah, it was. You were I had thought you were saying cheap in a positive way.
Maybe
I should have let you unwrap it, I guess. Sorry.
I'll give you the first draft of this novel if I can have the actual urn with the other half of
you didn't give me a gift.
I thought about you. And now I don't want to be like with
it.
You.
Honestly, that's maybe the best gift of that we've all...
Well, Neil.
Thought that
I wrote a novel.
You wrote six words.
There's more at the end.
You ran out of ink.
I didn't mean to shame people or anything like that.
Mine was 18 points.
That's exactly what you did.
What?
Okay, just a question to the group. Do you feel like I've been shamed for the work that I put in?
It seemed like, I think you maybe put in the most work.
Yet it's not, like, good enough.
I didn't mean that sort of shame. I'm just hurt, Cahill.
Well, now you sort of know each other on a more deeper emotional level.
Well, okay, if you followed me around for so long, did you see what I bought for Neil? Did you see that I closed my eyes
for that point. I didn't want to, like...
Because you didn't know, because you saw that she was obviously buying something, so it could have been for you, so that's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't want to shame people because I went 3 times over budget.
You can't do that, though.
I wanted to, Neil.
No, but that makes me feel bad.
Yeah, but it's a fancy cheese grater.
What makes it fancy?
It's 5G.
Can you not see it? It's a foot and a half long.
And it's 5G. I feel like the 5G is almost more important than the...
Is this what my phone tries to connect to every time I turn on Bluetooth?
You can grate so much cheese because it's a foot and a half.
I'm lactose intolerant.
There's vegan cheese. You can shred tofu.
Why would I do that?
So you can make tofu.
But you've already got tofu.
What?
You would shred the tofu to make
this
tofu.
This is like the novel again. Oh, the novel's got layers. It applies to life. How could you open a door that's locked? Wow.
Don't try and analyze a novel you haven't read.
The foot and a half has 5G, and it also has party lights on the inside.
I don't want that.
It was £62.
See, this is the thing.
Where am I going to put it? It's not going to fit in my cupboard.
This is the thing. Whenever I realized what gift it was, I was like, this is horrible.
So you did look.
I didn't look. I saw what it was afterwards. I saw Alex really badly wrap it.
In fairness, it's tough to wrap a cheese grater.
Oh, yeah.
Any friction tears that wrapping
off.
I'm
surprised you didn't guess from how many plasters are on my hands.
Well, we can't see what's below the plasters.
It's obviously cuts. What are you talking about? Okay, I vote that next year we don't reveal who bought what.
I think next year we just give each other £20 each.
I feel like I'm the only one that followed the rules.
I can assure you my novel cost £20 to print.
Yeah, and because of the size of the font, that took up most of the ink.
It's really more of a novella usually.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take this home and have a little think about it. Yeah.
Can I leave the cheese grater in the office?
Please do. I have so much cheese to grate.
Well, happy Christmas.
Fuck you. Ho, ho, ho. Come in, child.
Hello, Santa.
Hello there.
Santa, I know what I want for Christmas.
Wonderful. Sit on my lap.
Okay, Santa.
Oh, you're a small one.
I know I am. And I got bullied for my size and for my voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hadn't even...
I want you to fix my voice.
You want me to...
That's what I want for Christmas.
I could give you a pair of high heels.
No, Santa. I really need this. I need you to fix my voice.
Okay, what age are you?
4.
You're 4?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm gonna do. They've said in my contract,
voice.
I'm not allowed to punch children. I'm not allowed to curse at them and not allowed to hit them. But if I punch you and your tracheotomy, if I...
Yes, Santa.
If I give you a tracheotomy with my fist, I think we can... I think if I punch you in your throat, I can cure you.
Okay, Santa.
But I won't do it now. I'll wait till Christmas Eve.
You punch me when I'm sleeping?
Yes, that's when I strike.
Santa, if you could do it for me, I'd love to have it fixed now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can only work my magic from the hours of midnight to 6 p.m. On
as soon as I leave this room, Santa.
On Christmas Day.
Those other kids are gonna be bullying me. Can you help me?
No, I'm sorry. I cannot help you. I wish I could.
As soon as I leave this room, those kids are gonna kill me.
Okay, you
they
know what I'm gonna...
They hate me that much because they think I'm a freak because of my voice.
You know what I'm gonna do? Why don't you stay in here until 6:30, and then me and you, we're going to meet a little girl, and we're going to buy a car from Rudy. Now, Rudy can teach you some things. He can teach you things like negotiation. Like powerful stances. Like wearing ties correctly.
Santa, you're gripping me awful tight now.
Listen, boy. Listen. Rudy can help you more than I can.
What joking is that?
On Christmas Day, I will punch you. But before then, Rudy will be your savior. Now go and get bullied, child. Wait. Here's a Ken doll.
Why is it only partly dressed? Why is it only wearing shoes? Oh, God. I can hear them already.
Fine, here's a Lego.
Oh, okay.
Throw it at their feet.
Welcome to the Dunbracken Chamber of Commerce meeting. Thank you very much for turning up. Now, we've been looking to try and revitalize the town centre after all the horrible things that have happened, which will remain nameless for traumatic reasons. We are trying to get people in this festive season to spend more money.
Aye.
So we propose, as the Chamber of Commerce, to give out gift cards that can be used in a variety of shops in town. Now, we can only select a certain amount of shops.
Right.
We can't be giving out, you know, 50 quid for every single shop. You know what I mean?
Right. So do we do our mates first and then...
I think so.
We do that.
I think that would be the best... way to go forward.
No, who's a good lad? Tim, the mechanic, he doesn't get a lot of work at Christmas. If there were a few more cars and sent his way, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice Christmas gift for Tim.
You could... 50 quid voucher to use...
Get an oil change or a window tint.
Aye. No, that's good. That's good. I like that idea, David. That's very nice.
Now, in my electrical store, how much money can I put in to get laundered back out through this gift card scheme? Is that what we're talking about?
That's a fair question, I think. Yeah.
That's essentially it.
That's
yes.
what we're saying.
Yes.
I would, and looking to put a new extension on the house, and I need about 30 or 40 grand.
Oh, yes, this actually brings up a good point. Before we do all our friends, should we do our own stores first?
Well,
I suppose was that a given? Sorry, was that a stupid question?
I think it's important to try, where possible, avoid a paper trail.
Oh,
I
yes,
don't want
of course.
To be too obvious about it, but on the other hand, you do want to get things done. You don't want to shy away. Yes.
Well, I suppose we'll be hidden amongst, like, 12, 13, 14 stores, you know, we're just in the middle.
Who could look?
No, pay attention.
Much all data. This.
Now, so you're looking, Stephen, for an extension to be put on your house.
I'm looking at the extension is 20 or 30,000 pounds. It's going to give me extension, but I really want to put it through as tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get the business to pay for it, and then if I can get the business get the benefit of this other scheme, it is really do me a favor.
I'd say you could do that. Aye.
Seems reasonable.
I mean, for 50, every individual is going to get £50 worth. So that would, you would have to sell, I don't know, one HDMI cable, something along those lines. Have you got enough stock for that?
With two or three HDMI cables, sure, we keep that many in hand.
No, and I'm happy enough to go round every house in the town and steal most of the HDMI cables, so suddenly there's a need for them. I'm happy enough to do that.
We talked about this before. Break, don't steal.
Okay, yeah, leave the evidence, of course. Yep, as a locksmith, I can do that. I can get in and out. I can break it. Easy. You'll never know it's there. Suddenly, high demand.
Are you considering the notion of locking people out of their houses and then them giving you the voucher to get back in?
God, you know, I hadn't thought about it, but now you put it into my head. Well, I'd be silly not to use it. Be silly not to do it.
That way, then, you could...
I could do a full block in a day, and I'd...
If you change the locks and then tell them they must have forgotten you got the locks changed and brought the wrong key.
Mm, and I'd be wanting the solar panels in my house for a while. So this is...
You just happen to be in the area
exactly. Changing
locks.
Oh, Jesus, there's a wild thing going about. It's Christmas, you're all over the place. Ah, you locked yourself out. It happens to us all.
These are the keys from 10 years ago, or not, who knows.
So this probably covers me for my solar panel. This is a great, yeah, I like this initiative.
It's wonderful stuff. And I of course, need money to have my face done.
That was a horrible accident.
Sure. It's not a bad face. You have.
Ah, no, come on now. After it was a good face, but after the accident, it's no longer.
Yeah, it was a terrible idea to get a chip pan.
It was.
But I was hungry, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And I wanted... You know what I wanted to make? The whole point of it was...
Chips.
Chips. And I also wanted to make... I wanted to see what would happen when you put chicken dippers in it.
Oh, of course. You're an adventurous man, of course. That makes sense.
I came home from the pub and thought, you know, I'd eaten all the crisps at that point.
Couldn't even make a sandwich with them.
No. No. And I thought, you know, chicken dippers and chips, sure, fuck. I'll be flying then. And the only thing that was flying was parts of me face onto the ceiling.
Well, I still blame your son for coming in drunk himself and startling you. That's what I think.
Yeah, because I thought he had died. Years ago, and he came back last year.
Drunk.
And the first thing he sees is a vision of me with my head on fire.
Oh,
like
probably...
your man Ghost Rider from them Nicolas Cage films. We could get him involved.
Your son or Ghost Rider?
Both.
I remember being surprised when I found out your son was Ghost Rider.
I'd be...
Me too. I thought that's why you thought he was dead. His head was on fire, and I went, well, that's him gone. And he drove off over the hills.
So a bunch of dippers burnt your face off.
The bastards. They were delicious, though.
This is the first time I'm hearing this story.
It's an open emotional and physical wound.
I knew what happened, but I didn't want to ask.
No, but he's at a bit of therapy now, you know.
So kids could use the vouchers to get a picture with me with my big burnt head. And I could then go to...
No, you'd have to take off the woolly hat. You'd have to have a full head. You can't hide any part of it.
No, I'll show it. Warts and all. Then I'll go up to Zagreb and get my face fixed.
Yeah, that'll be beautiful.
Coming at you live, folks. We've got the crew of Dunbracken 107. We've got Matthew over here. He's the lead sound technician.
Who's the sound?
And then we've got Donald. He is the audio. He does like a lot of the social media as well.
How's it going, folks?
And then we've got Victor over here. He is our bodyguard.
Yeah, gotta fight.
Muscle of Dunbracken 105.7.
What's going down?
Honestly, he's a really good script writer as well. Anything written? It's by Victor over there.
But I don't need credit for it. Protecting you and writing for you is good enough for me.
And it's great to have a chance to do the audio and, you know, keep the levels leveling.
Well, I mean, I'd be nothing without you guys.
Your sound design is top notch, and I'm sorry I've never said that into a microphone for you to then hear.
Because honestly, if it's not through my headset, I don't really pay attention to it.
I don't think I've ever said this before either, but yeah, you're really good at your job.
Yeah, thank you. Sound's all I know. Just honestly, it's actually really great you said that. I'd been questioning myself.
You can cry if you want. It's fine.
You can cry. We like real emotion here.
Do you mind if I just like live this for our Instagram?
Oh, great.
That's good.
Let me get in
there. Just as long as Santa's not watching.
Let me get in there. Hey, guys. Hey, Dunbracken 105.7 social media. We're here having a real moment with one of our crew.
Look into the camera.
Hey, hello.
Is this good?
Fans are going to love that.
No, it's really nice to see that.
Social media is pretty good, too. Let's not forget this guy.
Cheers. Yeah, no. I put in a lot of work, like, you know.
It's nice to be real in these Christmas times as well, you know. It's like, it is a time for sharing and family time, you know. Tell me one thing you've all been thankful for this year.
I've been pretty thankful for the new headset that we got in the office. It's pretty good.
Thank you for our sponsors at Raycon.
Last year, I didn't get to crack any skulls. This year, up to 4, which was higher than my expectation of 1.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Thankful for that.
To our sponsors at Benny's Baseball Bats.
It's good.
Someone say they knocked it out of the park this year.
Donald.
Could I write that down for then him to say?
Yeah, please. I think that would be better. Yeah.
I'm always really impressed by the hashtags you put in.
Victor, it's almost like you knocked it out of the park this year.
It did sound better in his voice.
That's why he's the one.
I'm not jealous.
Cut that out of the first time Donald said it? No offense, Donald.
Yeah, no, like, I don't care. I'm happy enough videoing and getting all the followers and putting in all the work to like make you look good and getting
really
none
do.
Of the credit, because I don't actually want any of the credit.
That's so good. That really suits me quite well.
Yeah, just 3 guys putting you on a pedestal, Roger.
And I think honestly the realness in your voice is really coming through well. I think this is one of the best recordings you've done.
Thank you. Mm. I'll still pay you for this as well, of course.
That's good.
Oh, shit. You're getting paid?
Shit. I actually didn't hit record. I'm so sorry.
This whole time that we've been doing this for
basically
10 minutes.
No, when we got called in, I was took on a words. And
stop talking. I've been here on the street with the public.
No, we got Santa.
Stop talking. With the public for 10 minutes. I've been interacting. I almost got attacked.
No, we got that. It's just whenever you were being nice. We also recorded that bit where once I realized I hit record again.
We can get rid of that bit.
Oh, okay.
That bit. No, we don't need that. We don't need that bit.
I thought we were live.
I've been rolling. We're on the gram.
Should I smash the phone? I feel like I'll just take. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Victor, can you smash Donald, please?
Donald, come here.
Not again. That's another successful Roger on the street.
Look what you're making me do, Donald.
We'll catch you next time here on Dunbracken 105.7. Happy holidays, wherever you are, whatever you celebrate. We love you here, and till next year.
I'm sorry.
Well, look who jingled all the way over here. It's my favorite customer, the Klausmeister, Kris Kringle. How are you doing?
Hello, Rudy.
Aw, and who are those 2 little ones you brought with you?
Well, these two. This is Marco and Juliet.
Hi.
I'm 4 years old.
Aw, sure you are. Do you want a wee toy car to play with?
No, actually.
I think that was for me.
Oh.
You can have one too. I've got plenty to go around.
No, Rudy.
What's your favorite color?
We're here to negotiate.
You can do this, Juliet.
Oh, that's cute.
Look, Rudy.
Yeah?
We want a used car.
Are you sure you don't want a brand new one? You are a man who deserves the best. You're a man who drives around the world.
Who said it was for him?
That's true. It's for her mother, who does not deserve as good as me.
It's for me, but my mom will look after it until I can drive.
Look, Rudy, I don't want any games.
Of course not. We're all business here.
We're here for that Ford Fiesta 2009
diesel Magenta.
Of course, but can I say, you would look great in a Land Rover.
Really?
Yes. Look, you need something cross-country that can carry all those presents.
He makes a good point. Does the Land Rover have a 4x4?
Of course it does. Ooh. You know your cars.
Santa, think of the seat.
Seat?
The seat that warms itself?
No, the folding seat.
On a cold winter night?
Santa, look at me. You're getting distracted. You said that this was going to happen.
What was?
You know what? I'm sorry. You should pay attention to your children.
Sorry, they're not my children.
He's not my father.
No.
They're here with me.
Oh, you babysitting, are you?
No.
No, we met him after his shift ended.
I'm here doing a favor to these children. Look, our other issue is that this little 4-year-old boy, Marco, you heard his voice. You heard how pathetic he was.
No, I wouldn't say pathetic. You know what? I had a voice like that when I was your age. You're only 4. You're growing into it.
Fix me.
You know what? I might have a solution to that. You see these balloons? You know what's in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Would you like a wee puff?
Hit me.
Here you go. Inhale. And speak.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
You know what?
I have another one.
I'll tell you what. Whenever Santa here buys his new Land Rover, I can give him all the balloons that are attached to it.
Hey, we're getting balloons as well. Hey.
Santa, don't forget how persuasive I was.
Oh, sorry. Yes, she has a folding chair.
I budgeted for this.
I
know you can get it on site. It's diesel. It's secondhand.
2000.
It's everything I want.
Whoa.
2009, Santa.
Oh, 2009 Land Rover is what we're here for. Yes.
Fine. If you're going to cave, I'll cave.
No. No, child.
Oh,
you betrayed me.
No.
You have forsaken me.
It's the power of the Rudy, child. You are the only one who can
find your
own.
You know what? You guys seem stressed. You know what I got here? Hot chocos and a bit of marshmallows.
Oh, yes, Rudy, you've done it again.
Here you go. One for you, and one for Santa himself.
I thought you were going to leave me out there, you old rascal.
Of course I wouldn't. Look at your rosy cheeks. You could use a bit of warming up.
It's been a cold day in the mall.
How'd you get here?
Santa, we're losing you. Santa, I feel like we're losing you.
Charles, you need to buy the Land Rover.
Whose side are you on?
Rudy.
That makes sense. That's why you were brought here.
You know what? You want another toy car? I've got a whole collection of them here.
Child with PowerPoint. I've forgotten your name.
It's Juliet. It's Juliet, Santa. Come on.
Sorry, Rudy is not powerful. Sorry.
I'm only 6 slides into this.
Look, child.
Can I say, I love your transitions.
This is not...
Stop buttering me up, Rudy.
This is not a journey I can follow you on.
You know what, Santa? Why don't I give you to Daniel? You can work at the financing on a Land Rover and I'll listen to the presentation.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I'll deal with this. Child, listen to me. I cannot defeat him. I'm going to buy a Land Rover.
Did you know this? Did you bring us knowing that you wanted a Land Rover?
I don't even know what it is. I know it's 4 wheels.
The sleigh has all terrain.
The sleigh has none of them.
Santa, reminder, I've seen your contract.
Rudy.
You do not have enough money for
Rudy
the down payment
don't
on this.
Don't worry, Daniel will walk you through the financing.
Financing, yeah.
PowerPoint, child. Rudy has defeated
Very
me.
Very smart.
I have been slain. You are the one who can do it.
Give me that hat.
No.
Give me the hat. Give me the hat and the glasses.
Oh. Say please.
Please give me the hat and the glasses and the jacket and the belt.
Okay, there were more things than that second time. Okay, fine. You can have them.
Thank you.
I'm off the clock anyway. Daniel!
So it's up to me. It's up to me to work from midnight to 6 p.m. every day up until Christmas and maybe even beyond.
I saw Santa naked. Sounds naked.
Yes, that's unfortunate, but he pulled those underpants up real quick.
I feel like my childhood has been ruined.
You're only 4, there's years to get that
you've
back.
You've got plenty more years to come, and you know what? Have another balloon.
us.
Oh, God, that's very high pitched. You're going to scare some dogs there, you. Now, why don't we listen very politely to this PowerPoint presentation? Go on, you have the floor.
Rudy, can you tell me about the financing options for Land Rover?
Of course I can. They are so affordable. In just 40 easy payments. First year, no interest.
I get a free pen! I get a free pen!
Daniel, get the papers! It's a Christmas miracle!
If you or anyone you know happens to be good at social media, please get in touch because we have a recent vacancy and we'd really love to hire you. This is Roger Sterling signing out for Dunlop Bracken 105.7.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Owen Fox, Eddie Goodwin, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.